Well, first of all, really proud of our team this week. It was a tough week. I thought they really competed hard all week in terms of preparation on the practice field. We practiced in pads, we worked on a lot of fundamental things, and thought those guys really had a great attitude about it. And, we played, a solid game here tonight in all three phases. I thought we got some good plays out of each group. And, competed for 60 minutes, which is what we need to do. So that was good. And I look forward to, getting back and getting on to Tennessee next week. But good to come down here and come out with a win. It's a good football team. We got a lot of good players, and they play hard. So it's good to come down here and win. Thought we had a lot of guys step up, though, and that's what we need for a team. Everybody needs to contribute.
Bill, help with seven first downs, 184 yards, six sacks. Just the job the front seven did, especially.
Yeah, these guys did a good job. They really did. We played a lot of different people, as we've been doing on the front. And our linebackers did a good job. We had good coverage. We gave up, three big plays. But on a down in and down out basis, I thought we competed well, tackled pretty well. And, we're able to get off the field on third down. Made a couple stops when they did get down there, helped them to field goals, and then fourth down stop there in the third quarter. So, our red to high red area defense, third down defense, those are big keys for us.
So how can you quantify Leonard's performance tonight? You signed him on Wednesday, and 4 days later, he's making pretty big plays.
He's a pretty experienced player in the league. He's been around a little bit and has played that position, so. But he worked hard. I mean, he worked really hard this week, and so did his teammates. Logan, Devin, Malcolm, Duran, Pat. In terms of their communication, I thought the play they made on was the fourth down play in the third quarter, where they had the stack receivers to our right and ran underneath, and we made a combination call on that. He did a good job of taking away the inside route there and broke it up. So. Again, it was a long week, a lot of extra work, a lot of extra meetings, good competitive time on the practice field, and so hopefully that all paid off. But you got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, he came in and learned, and his teammates embraced it, and we got some good plays out of both he and Justin Coleman.
Coach, can you talk about what you guys were able to do against DeAndre tonight?
Well, I made a great play down the sideline. He's a good receiver. I mean, it's tough. We obviously played a lot of double coverage on him. Logan did a good job battling him. We left Malcolm in a lot of single situations. That was competitive. But, you got a double Hopkins. He's a, big receiver. He's got strong hands. He's kind of always open because of his size, his length, and his catching radius. So, But we got good pass rush, and I thought Logan did a good job of battling, making work to get open, make the quarterback hold the ball. Sometimes we got some pass rush there. He got his hands on a couple balls, so it was a good battle.
How about the return of Gronk?
Yeah, missed one game, so.
Obviously, helpful in the red zone, obviously.
Yeah, it's good to have every player we get back. We want all the players out there, so.
How important is this win, considering that you had dropped two in a row?
Every week's a big week in the NFL. The fewer games there are, the more important they are. So, we have four left. This is one of four. Now we got three left. So, it'll be one of three. Each one gets bigger.
Could you tell if water's slow by
the river? They look pretty active to me. And they moved them around quite a bit. They played them. In some off-the-line positions. They played him some at outside linebacker and moved 59, Merciless, down inside. So they flipped him from side to side. He was everywhere, really. They put him in a lot of different spots. And some of that probably standing up meant that he didn't probably have to play blockers as much with his hands. But, he has great quickness and, he does a good job of, ripping across a guy's face and the next time taking a step like he's going to rip across and, it's quick enough to come behind. I thought we had, I thought we had a couple big play runs that really looked like they were going to, you know, gained some yards, and Watt made one, and Clowney made another one just with their quickness coming off the backside. And we had them blocked, too. It wasn't like they were free off the backside. They used their quickness to get around the backside and, you know, still were long enough and quick enough to make the play. So he's tough. He's tough.
It's like the way your special teams responded tonight.
Yeah, we played hard. I mean, I thought we played hard, you know, all the way across the board. You know, LG had a couple tough runs early in the game. You know, Brandon had a tough run, you know, at the end of the game to get that last first down. We had, you know, a lot of them in between. So, you know, we took good care of the ball offensively. We didn't turn it over. We didn't really have any, you know, turnover opportunities that we gave them. We did a good job of securing the ball. So that was, you know, that was good. But, you know, I thought that, you know, we tried to compete against them in the running game. They're a tough team to run against. You know, Vince is good. You know, Crick and Watt are good. Clowney and Merciless are good. I got good inside linebackers, McKinney and Cushing. So, you know, it's not a lot of gimme blocks up there.
Coach, can you talk
last question for Coach?
Can you talk about how big that drive was at the end of the second quarter to sort of take away all the clock and get momentum going into halftime?
Yeah, you know, I thought that was a good, you know, it was a good complimentary football on our part, you know, something that's really been lacking in the last 4 weeks. But, you know, we made the stop on defense. We got the ball back. Then we, you know, got the two-minute warning. We got a first down, and we're able to finish in the end zone with 14, whatever it was, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever it was on the clock. So it was a great job by our defense of making a stop. Great job by our special teams of putting us in a good field position. Great job by the offense of, you know, executing the plays and also using the clock up. And then we came back in the second half, and you know, we had the two close plays that were overturned, and, you know, ended up getting a field goal. So that was a big 10-point swing for us. Again, you know, it's close to being more had we been able to, you know, convert those passes that were overturned. But so that drive at the end of the half was big, and then the start of the third quarter to, you know, take advantage of that opening possession. That was, you know, I thought that 10-point swing obviously was, you know, a big help for us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.